we're told it'll be voluntary. And it is. That is written in the legislation. But let's look at the implications here. It's voluntary on farmers, but it's mandatory on member states. So we're told that up to 2030, public lands, they can be used to comply with the requirements of this law. And we'll accept that. Not absolutely convinced it'll happen, but let's accept it. But after 2030, without a doubt, private lands will have to be used. So we'll find ourselves in a situation where the state will have to comply. So they'll put programs and policies and plans in place. And what farmers thought was entirely voluntary will be a bit less voluntary because of the way things are worded and maybe because of the way the cap is outworking. And we know at the end of the day that the requirements of this law, which talk about 90% of all habitat types listed in Annex 1 by 2050, need to be restored. Now, there are one or two derogations, minor, but that's the basic requirement. And if the state doesn't have that land, and it doesn't have that amount of what they call Annex 1 habitats, we know that that will be private land. And we know that the state will find a way of ensuring that it's done. So what's voluntary today becomes a little bit less voluntary tomorrow and down the line. So let's be fair to farmers. Let's be clear. There's a lot of good stuff here and a lot of people will work with it. But we need money and we need clarity and we need certain protections in place. And unfortunately, this legislation doesn't provide it.